I used to have a pirate radio station, and we had this morning show called The Wake and Bake. And it would start at 10 a.m.-ish. It would start at 10 a.m.-ish because like every couple weeks it would get later and later and later. But anyways, I had a how we would know we would start was we would how the people would know we were starting our show. But basically what we did, hold on, let me just back this up. let me try and synopsis this. Is that the right word I'm looking for? Synopsis?
Close enough.
Right, yeah. It's close enough. Yeah. I got a 9th grade education.
Figure this shit out.
All right. So there used to be a pirate radio station in Ventura or Oxnard, and a buddy of mine ran it, and then he felt heat and he was like, "Hey man, we gotta move this station. Do you wanna move it to your house?" And I'm like, duh. You know, like, come on, you know, this is like my jam. So we totally moved a radio station to my house. We didn't tell anyone where it was. We would call it the bunker. And it was like this top secret thing. We had a 40-foot radio antenna on the roof of our house. We had 89.7 FM in Ventura. You'd get it for like 12 miles surrounding. We lasted for about a year. And we did all kinds. I mean, like, it was rad because I had a radio station in my garage. Like, it was going 24 hours a day. We had a phone line. We had Old Man Markley come play in my garage.
Oh, nice.
We had ticket giveaways because I was able to give away tickets for numbskull shows. I'm just like, hey, you know, ticket giveaway. We smoked. We got a group of us together and we smoked salvia on the air. So imagine this. So Dad, salvia, what salvia is like when you smoke it, it's kind of like acid. And like you just kind of trip out for like 5 minutes, like a 5 minute trip out. So anyways, what we did is we put like 7 microphones in a room and we all just passed a bong and smoked salvia. I wouldn't say that I partaked at that time, but I did. But so like, and like we would do stuff like that. We just like crazy stuff. We played punk rock. I had the granddaughter of Johnny Cash come in because she lives in the area and there's a Johnny Cash festival that happens out there.
Oh, sweet.
Like one morning I woke up and she was at my door. My wife comes to me and goes, she's Johnny Cash's daughter. She's like, Johnny Cash's daughter is at the door? I'm like, what? Like, what? You know, and woke up and did. But we had this pirate radio station and we did it for a year. We had no idea what we were doing, but we put a radio antenna on our roof. We had crazy parties. The FCC came and shut us down. I have gnarly letters that say like, if you do, they sent me like 12 letters. Like they followed me to my houses after that too. Like if you do this again, you will get fined $100,000, blah, 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 this and that. And it's badass. Cause I'm like, that's punk. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, look, you know, you're punk, you know? Oh, cool. You have tattoos on your hand. You're punk. I'm like, dude, I got FCC letters, dog. You know what I mean? Like FCC showed up at my door, you know? But that's just kind of like another thing. Like I've had a lot of things like that in my life where those things happen and just do it, you know, don't question why it's happening. Just do it. And I wish there was more people that would do that, that wouldn't think about the consequences. They would just do it. And we had this awesome run, like that thing. We had an awesome run. I wish there was pirate radio stations everywhere. I wish that people would just say, fuck it and do it. There's like 9 billion people that live in the world. Not everyone can get arrested at once, you know? And that's how I live my life.